All right. Thank you, choir. It's a joy to come listen to the choir today and worship together. We're thankful for the sunshine that the Lord's brought us. Everybody can make it here today. That said, I've heard that the sun burns a little bit hotter down in Haiti. So without further ado, I'd like to start welcoming members of the Haiti mission team, whatever order y'all decide, no pressure, who goes first, to come up and share. We've got a couple listed and a couple unlisted. Franklin Barbie sends his regrets this morning. He was unable to make it, made it through Haiti, but then got home and got food poisoning this morning, Janice said. So keep him in your prayers. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome members of the Haiti mission team. We're excited to hear.
I do want y'all to tell Franklin that I am not Franklin, and that he owes me greatly for this. I want to tell you one word about Haiti, hot, H-O-T, hot. From the time I got up to the time I went to bed, I was hot. Except for one day, we did get to go up on a mountain, and it was 72 degrees on the mountain. Wonderful breeze, wonderful everything. But the Haiti people thought we were crazy. They had on coats and sweaters and scarves and everything. They were freezing, but we thought it was great. I wanted to also tell you, just on the spur of the moment, I didn't know I was going to do this until just a few minutes ago, but thank you for the vitamins. Thank you. The children, adults we gave away all of the vitamins except for enough. We kept enough back for the orphanage to have them for a whole year. So that worked out really well. I also want to tell you, and some of you have heard this story, God has things planned that we don't know that are going to happen. Matt and I went to the Greater Cleveland County Association. They have leftover medicine from different drug stores, and different people give it to them. And we went over there, and we went through medicine, and they had and I don't know what they're called, but they're like nitro pads. And we had a lady that came into the clinic one day, burned, and those pads were just what she needed. We just threw them in on the spur of the moment because we didn't know how they would be used. My job was pharmacy. Interesting, very interesting. Kathy was helped me with that. The first day we filled 120 prescriptions, just roughly, one right after the other, people coming in. The next day we filled about the same amount, and it was just one right after the other. People, high blood pressure is not really common there, but we saw two that really had high blood pressure. They're just basically the people there just want to see what you're doing. They want to see you, and they just want to touch you, and they just want you to love them, and that's basically what we did. What am I thankful for when I come back? A loving, caring church family that gives us the opportunity to go, supports us when we go, prayers. We could feel your prayers there. Our team was, we had devotions every morning, every night, and that was a help too. And we thank you for that. I'm thankful also for air conditioning this morning. I'm thankful for also ice in your drinks, because everything down there is lukewarm. So it's nice to know that we are supported. Our team this year, we have Rhonda that's going to talk, and then we also have Brian, and we were so happy to have them go with us. And she's going to talk about, I don't know what she's going to talk about, but she'll have something. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Rhonda Melton, And my job was the vision ministry. And about a month before the trip was scheduled to leave, Pastor Matt called the missions pastor at the church where I'm a member, which is First Baptist Church in Kings Mountain. And he asked for some help. I guess a couple people had dropped out of the trip. And one was for help with another dentist, and one was for the vision ministry. And I knew right away when I heard about that, that I was supposed to go on this trip. And so I contacted Pastor Matt. We worked out all the details, and a month later, I'm in Haiti. I had been praying about going on two trips this year, and one of them I knew I was already scheduled to go on, but I didn't know the second one. And Haiti was the second one, so I knew I was supposed to be there, and I'm very thankful that I got to spend time there with the people from this church. They're a wonderful group of people, really amazing. I had a great trip. I'm not an eye doctor by profession. I took a class from an eye doctor on this specifically to go help do vision, and I take these set of flippers with me, and I determine if they need reading glasses and what power that is, or if they need glasses for distance and what power that is. So most of the eyeglasses I take with me are readers and negative powers. I also take some sunglasses. I take eye drops, antibiotic eye drops, and I take handmade eyeglass cases and eyeglass wipes. And we gave out almost everything that I had taken. We came home with some of the eyeglasses left. But I saw about 430 people while I was there. So in 4.5 days, that's about 96 people a day. I saw people of all ages. And of that 430, we gave out glasses to about 400 people. The people that we weren't able to help, they were people that had already were blind. They had eye injuries or like severe cataracts. And I just can't help people like that on the mission field. So if you get a chance, ask Pastor Matt about a video that he took. There was one man that got a pair of glasses, and he danced his way out of the church where the clinic was set up because he was so happy, you know, that he could see. So we got to see that. And, you know, helping people, give them the ability to be able to see is life-changing for them. You know, a lot of people really couldn't see to walk, and then after we gave them glasses, they were. Or just the ability to be able to cook or sew. So, I mean, things that we kind of take for granted because we have access to that, they don't. I always take a needle and thread with me because some people don't know how to read. So when we have the reading charts, that doesn't really help. So we use the needle and thread method, which is pretty popular because a lot of people just need to be able to thread the needle so they can sew. Just a simple thing like that. And the difference that can make is it can help people also earn a living because a lot of people sew uniforms for the children for their classes. So that gives them the ability to go earn, you know, a living as well. So I have a poem that I want to read. After getting home from Haiti, I was back on a plane 2 days later going to Dallas, Texas for work. And I was reflecting back on the mission trip. And I just want to share this with you. And the title of the poem, it comes from two devotions that we did. The devotions were given by Dennis and Dim. He was the doctor that went with us. And so the title of the poem is called Grace Notes and Life Quilt, 2019. A mission team came together, each a grace note, each a patch in the quilt of life, all servants in Jesus' name. A pastor called preacher, a widow, a wife, a husband, a mother, a father, a grandmother, a grandfather, a great-grandfather, all servants in Jesus' name. A doctor, a nurse, a dentist, a translator, a farmer, an engineer, a manager and construction workers, all servants in Jesus' name. Each with their own skill, each with their own contribution, each came to serve and work, all servants in Jesus' name. There was work done with laughter, joy, and sweat until bone tired, gifts both given and received, all servants in Jesus' name. Some preached and some healed. Some help others to see, albeit with eyeglasses or words, all servants in Jesus' name. This mission team was formed, each a grace note, each a patch in the quilt of life, all servants in Jesus' name. I just want to thank everybody for supporting missions in this particular mission trip. And it was one of the best trips I've been on. Thank you.
Good morning, church. I am thankful and ecstatic to be with you here this morning. My name is Brian Evans. I grew up right down the road in Kingstown, North Carolina, and I went to church not too far from here, about 3 miles from here, at Ramsour Baptist Church. And I want to share a little bit of a testimony as well as a God sighting about this mission trip. I know many of you may remember Charles Bug, who was your interim here. I was with him, studied with him at Gardner Webb. When I graduated, and there I met my wife, and we have 2 children. I've been in missions ever since then. I've gone on several mission trips, 5 to Malawi, 2 to Haiti, and several others right here in the U.S. But what touched me was my church purchased land in Haiti, and they have a vision to build a vocation school. And it took us over a year to get the deed back from Haiti because the property was being owned by people in another country. So I was conversating with God. I got touched as to how he's going to bring everything to fulfillment. A text I would like to read, if you bear with me, is coming from Mark, the 4th chapter, starting at the 35th verse, and I'm going to just go ahead and read it. NIV says, that day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him alone, just as he was in the boat. There was also another boat with them. A furious squall came up, and waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him up. "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the waves died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Talking about the mission trip in Haiti, I have been concerned about how I was going to fulfill what God has called me to do as far as my mission trip, bringing the vocation school to Mark Bryce and the people in Haiti. And it's not my job to do. God just told me to be willing to help out. And in the meantime, we purchased the land in 2014. It took us a year to get the deed back, and I haven't been back to Haiti since. So when I got a text message that stated, you're welcome to come with us, that was my God moment. That was my God moment. I've been wanting to go back to Haiti for a while. And matter of fact, I had a daughter who was named after Mark Bryce, who was the pastor that we worked with down there. And when she was a month old, she passed. Her name was Trinity Bryce Evans. And I was thinking to God, why would you let this happen to little baby? Well, we have another daughter, and her name is Serenity Joy Evans. And I get a little relief because her name means peace and joy. And that means no matter what we go through, even if we face a loss, God still provides us that unsurpassing peace and that unsurpassing joy that we can face whatever comes upon us. So when I think about going to Haiti, I think about God making a way out of no way. God calming the storm so I can make it to Haiti. And I can provide, and I can do what I need to do for the people. To be a part of a team that included construction team, included medical team, and dental team, I was just privileged to be alone with the team. Thank you.
Told the preacher I wasn't going to get up here again, but Franklin, being sick, I thought maybe I ought to help, but mostly I got convicted this morning. My Sunday school teacher asked me a question. I didn't know the answer. The question is, what's the number one cause of death in the world today? Does anybody know? Starvation. And I was thinking about this nice eye doctor here, nice lady. And she helped me to see this week or a couple weeks ago. You know, I didn't really know. I've been to Haiti 4 or 5 times. And I don't know how many towns, that's not right. But I've been a lot of different places, and I can't see. I can't tell what's wrong with these people. I need some different kind of glasses. When he said that about starvation, I thought about all the fish we cooked last night and all the fun we had, and I thought about all we had left over, and I felt convicted that I should be doing something about it. You know, the first mission trip Dennis talked me into going to Honduras, you know, the only thing I remember is the kids crying at night because they were hungry. And seeing the little kids going through the trash, picking out our chicken bones, eating. And I talked to those doctors, Dr. Dem Ward, and I talked to John. Can't think of John's last name. What's John's last name? Kepler. Yeah, whatever. But, you know, I asked him, why were there so many patients there? And he said, the doctor said, most of them were suffering from malnutrition. The biggest drug they gave was for, you know, vitamins. You know, and something to help with the malnutrition. And I asked the dentist why he had to pull 100 teeth a day out of 20 people. And it was because they were malnourished, didn't have the right. And, you know, Professor Larry there this morning when we were talking about, in Matthew 25, Larry said, you ought to read Matthew 25 and remember, you know, whatever the Lord shall answer to us, you know, he'll say to us, when you took care of the least of these, you took care of me. And we all need to, I don't know where we need to go. I've been signing off on I feel guilty. I've been signing off on my world hunger. I sent them a little bit of money every month, you know, so I'm covered, you know. But I felt pretty guilty this morning. I didn't realize that many people were dying. And I've been to Haiti, and I didn't even know that many people were hungry. I didn't know that many people couldn't see. I didn't know their teeth were rotten out. You know, there's a lot to do, but, you know, we all can help somebody somewhere. There's people hungry in Cleveland County, I hear. But anyway, I felt like I ought to say that because my eyes were opened up a lot. And, you know, there's somebody we can help somewhere. And, you know, we're all going to have to answer for what we did or what we didn't do. That's all I'll say.
Supposed to not say that.
Thank y'all for sharing. There's a video for the Haiti mission team too. In the interest of time, that's online. And you can view that online. But God moves us and convicts us, one and all of us. We're all called to missions. It's not some people. Christ calls all of us to go and be witnesses to him and his gospel in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth, wherever. Like Leonard said, there's a lot of work to be done, but just like fishing stories, like God called the disciples, there are things with Christ and with our Lord that can happen that we could never even imagine with his power and as long as we walk with him. So if you're feeling called or convicted this morning to missions or anything else, if you would, I'll be available down at the front to pray with you. The altar will be open. Think about today as a call to missions for all of us, not just some of us. There are missions that can be done right here in Cleveland County as well. So if you will, join me as we respond with our invitational hymn.